Do not be afraid, only have faith. That is the good news proclaimed in the readings of this Sunday. The readings focus our attention on the power of Jesus in response to our fears, the fear of death, the fear of sickness, and the fear of poverty. Such fears can only be overcome by our faith in Christ. In the Gospel, a synagogue official is desperate for his daughter's welfare, and a woman suffering from hemorrhage succeeds in being healed. The first reading from the Book of Wisdom responds to our questions regarding death, suffering, and misfortune. Why do we get sick? Why does death exist? Did God make sickness or death? As St. Paul infers in the second reading, we are even afraid of giving alms to those in need, afraid that if we give more in charity, to outreach or church funding, we may not have enough for the future. The point in the gospel is that God will not allow fear, sickness, or death to have the last word. The words of Jesus to Jairus are most reassuring. Do not be afraid, only have faith. That is the good news. Through faith, fear in the woman with hemorrhage for 12 years is transformed into courage. Our sickness is transformed into spiritual and physical health. The raising of the little girl by Jesus to life becomes our hope of eternal life in Christ, who is risen and alive. Coping with misfortune is a major preoccupation for many families that face terminal illness of a loved one, families that face death or even poverty due to unemployment today. So what message do we take home this Sunday? 1. God in Christ will not allow fear, sickness, or death to have the last word. 2. Jesus is the answer and solution to our searching and yearning for wholeness, security, and assurance. And finally, Jesus reassures us never to be afraid of any threat, no matter what it might be. May we trust and hope in Christ, who is the Lord of life and who controls our destiny in every moment of our life. Think about it. I am Monsignor John Binda, Mililani, Hawaii. God bless you.